In the name of God, the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today is Pentecost, an exciting day in the life of the Church, a day in which we celebrate the feminine part of God, that God is both male and female, greater than what we can ever imagine. But we know there is feminine in the divine, and we understand the feminine to come to us through the Holy Spirit and the Ruach. We are all both male and female ourselves, period. I was at birth a man, but the first 2 weeks of my existence in my mother's womb, I was a female. And then over time I transitioned to being male. And other people soften the transition along the way, and we have other manifestations of sexual identity, period. But it's all natural from God, period. Some people find that hard to believe, but it is true. So why were they all gathered together in Jerusalem on the day of Pentecost? They had come together, being all Jews, to celebrate something known as Shavuot. Shavuot was a day in which they came together historically as Jews to give thanks for the giving of the Torah, the first 5 books of the Bible, to Moses. And Shavuot is what it's called in Hebrew. You may be surprised to learn that the word for Shavuot in Greek, which is the language that everybody spoke, nobody in Jesus' time used or spoke Hebrew. It was reintroduced about 20 years after the writing of the Gospel of Luke, which includes the book of the Acts. But at the time of the book of the Acts writing down, they all were Greek speakers and readers, those who were literate. The Greek word for Shavuot is Pentecost. And so they were all gathered together to celebrate Jewish Pentecost, a celebration of the giving of the Torah. But when they gathered together, they discovered something new. That there are people there from other places and other lands. And instead of speaking Greek, they spoke in their own languages, and they all spoke about the wonderfulness of God, the fact that God is love, that Jesus touched their lives, the Holy Spirit was empowering them with a new realization. Their eyes were opened, and the openness was that God is universal. Not just tribal, not just stuck for Jewish people, but everyone who believed in God, who felt the movement of the Holy Spirit and followed the teaching of Jesus that love matters most, and that to have peace in God is to have peace in the knowledge that God loves you. That this is a universal truth. It wasn't just for Jews, and they could reach out and build a community based in love through the power of the Holy Spirit and the idea that they were at one with God, redeemed and at peace. This gave them hope and a celebration and an energy and a willingness to follow Jesus in the way, celebrating the Eucharist, the service of thanksgiving, the bread and the wine, but being joined together in a sense that they were loved and they were lovable and they were at peace, a people of hope. And it didn't matter who you were, what color you were, your heritage, your station in life, you were at one with God and one with each other in the community. Let's go forward 2,000 years. And here we are now, at this Pentecost, watching Canada, and more particularly in the United States and around the world, trying to fight off racism, that racism was at play in the death of a black man in Minnesota this past week. And people have reacted to that unwarranted death of a man being murdered by a policeman, for he was arrested on passing a fake $20 bill, and it cost him his life. This is pure and simple racism. And we are called as Pentecostal people, as people who have the Holy Spirit, to have a new vision that we work for dismantling racism and that we are one in God, no matter who we are, no matter what our background, no matter what our color. I would imagine today that many people have no idea that Jesus is not white, that Jesus is colored, and many of the people who are being harassed by Christians who are acting out in a racial way are reacting and acting out against people who are the same color and nationality as Jesus. I believe this would make Jesus cry. And I also believe that this is so contrary to the vision of Pentecost and the vision of Christianity. It is up to us living in 2020 to stand up against racism, to stand up and be bold for inclusion, to love each other, to take a risk and know that we are empowered by the Holy Spirit to stand up for the unity of God's love for all and all people. I pray today on this Pentecost that we do that, that we stand up for love. And through standing up for love, we have hope into the future. May God bless us all. Amen.